Hello, and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is senior Iyengar yoga teacher, Garth McLean.
Well, a turning point that I cannot ignore in my life is the day I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which was May 23rd, 1996, so it was 22 years ago, at about 3 p.m. I remember it to the day. You know, there are a lot of turning points in our lives, and I would say that was one of the biggest ones where I had to face a very big unknown future. I was in my mid-30s at that point, and I was given this information, which brought up a fair amount of anxiety, fear, uncertainty, and at that point I asked my doctor quite point blank, okay, well, what do I do now? And having been a fairly physically active person for most of my life, he suggested that I try some yoga, which was ironic. And he also suggested swimming just to keep the body cool. I think his intention was initially to keep my body moving and healthy and at the same time reduce my stress and anxiety levels that could go along with it. Literally stumbled into the Iyengar Yoga Institute in Los Angeles. I got out of the hospital on a Saturday, and I stumbled in there on the following Tuesday, and I never left, which was actually a very profound changing point in my life. I didn't realize the extent to which my life would change from embracing a practice of Iyengar yoga. I started to be able to feel my body again, which was great. I'd literally gone numb from head to toe. Prior to the diagnosis, I faced in the first 5 years after diagnosis various challenges as a result of the MS. And as we're talking about turning points, as we continue to explore and discover, there are continual turning points that evolve as we evolve as people. But it always was that main event, which was a major turning point in my particular life. And I had initially was a little afraid to talk about my MS to people for fear of, well, disclosure, so that you wouldn't be prejudiced against, you know, potential employment or whatever, or people's perceptions of what that means if you are a person who has a quote-unquote condition. So, but then I started to write about this out of a creative endeavor that I was working on about the terror attacks of 9/11 in New York City. I remember the day quite vividly. I was living in Los Angeles at that point, and I had the same gut-sinking feeling I had watching the towers fall, because I'd lived in New York for 8 years, and so they were part of my life, as the day that I got this diagnosis. So with the current climate in the world, we all are facing uncertainty anytime we walk out the door, and there's a higher level of anxiety and stress I see culturally around the planet when I now go and I work with people. So my decision was to, well, why don't I write about this, put it back into creative endeavor. So I dusted off my one-person show, Looking for Lightning, that I'm taking this summer to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival to not only give a voice to people with multiple sclerosis and also have an artistic expression about what that journey has been, but also to perhaps offer a little insight to others who might face a future of uncertainty, fear, and anxiety, and perhaps give them a little insight into what I've done as a possible strategy, as a way to manage that. And at the same time, you know, it's to honor my teacher, who was BKS Iyengar. He's passed away in 2014 now, but this year marks 100 years of the anniversary of his birth. So this was my salute to him as an honorary endeavor to raise awareness about Iyengar yoga and the potential that Iyengar yoga can have on people's lives. It certainly changed my life for the better, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, psychologically. It really was a turning point to embrace change in a very, very positive way. So this show, doing this show this summer, also honors his legacy and the impact he's had on humanity.
For further information on Garth, go to yogarth.com or Twitter @yogarth.